Improvements in the sustainability of U.S. wheat production was a key finding of a comprehensive life cycle analysis commissioned by U.S. Wheat Associates, the National Association of Wheat Growers, and the National Wheat Foundation. The analysis was conducted by a team of researchers from Texas A&M University and Colorado State University. It looked at production practices on 110 farms across wheat-growing regions between 1978 and 2018. U.S. Wheat Associates Vice President of Policy Dalton Henry explains why the life cycle analysis is important and provides some details about its findings.
While other studies had previously shown improvement in wheat's environmental footprint, they never really took into account the full diversity of a crop like wheat being grown across the United States and across different classes. It gives us a chance to set a much more accurate baseline that is wheat specific and information that we can share with customers here at home as well as overseas. Some of those facts included that U.S. farmers had reduced greenhouse gas emissions by more than 33%, a lot of that through more precise use of fertilizers and just a change in application methods over time. We saw energy use down 57% thanks to the adoption of no-till. It was encouraging to see the study put water use down 46%, largely just higher yields per inch of water that gets applied.
Derek Sawyer, a wheat farmer from McPherson, Kansas, has had firsthand experience fielding questions about wheat production on his farm. Sawyer sees the new life cycle analysis as confirmation of the importance U.S. wheat farmers place on sustainable practices.
When I was in South America on a crop quality seminar, I had the opportunity to show our customers how we grow wheat in Kansas, and many of them had concerns about the sustainability practices of U.S. producers. My family has grown wheat on our farm every year. Deep down, we've known the many good things that wheat has provided to our farm, and to sum it up in one word, that would be sustainable. The life cycle analysis now provides the data to show customers around the world that U.S. farmers are continually making progress in the areas of carbon footprint, water and energy use, and topsoil protection. Personally, the LCA gives me confidence that because of the progress we're making, my farm will be in better shape to hand down to my kids in the future.
As results of the life cycle analysis are being rolled out, Henry says initial reactions have been very positive, both with the U.S. wheat industry and with customers overseas who rely on U.S. wheat's quality and the care wheat farmers provide their land.
Your initial customer reactions to the results of the study have been overwhelmingly positive. I think they've appreciated the transparency that the U.S. wheat industry has shared information in detail about our production practices. And it's something that even though here in the U.S., the conversation around policy and sustainability is shifting, it's something that private flour millers and their baker customers around the world still have a very intense interest in. And so for us to be able to go out and say, look at the progress that U.S. farmers have made and that we expect they will continue to make into the future is something that really helps the rubber meet the road with our marketing and information that we're able to provide to those customers.